Galaxy friends.
Hello, happy Tuesday.
How are you guys doing? I'm Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WW Park Hoppers. Welcome to Blaze Pizza here at Disney Springs.
You are quite mellow. Did your pizza just do that to you?
Yeah, it did. I'm like,
anyway. We had a quick pizza dinner. Had to try it out so we could tell you how fantastic it is if you've never been here.
Yeah, it's really good. And we got a peanut gallery here.
A peanut gallery, trust me. But this peanut gallery can do multiple voices, so we're going to have like 10 different personalities
coming out. So it's going to be crazy. We want to make sure that you come over to www.parkhoppers.com and hey, good evening, Ralph, and come find us there. You can also find us Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers. If you would rather listen to the audio version of our show, you can find that as well over at Park Hoppers. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, all those places where podcasts are done. Other than that, let's get into the Disney news. What's happening at Walt Disney World this week?
What's happening at Walt Disney World?
Well, we did
just finish Star Wars Half Marathon Weekend. I believe that the Jedis of the Light Side succeeded in dominating over the dark side, but the 501st Legion of Stormtroopers were awesome and made a fantastic appearance, so way to go for them, and congratulations to everyone that started, that finished, and that participated in some way, and thank you so much to all the cheer squad members. They could not have done it without you. So.
Right. Also, we had a couple friends who ran it. We had several friends
So,
what else we got going on?
We actually, one of the guest hosts, Stormtrooper K, ran it.
Oh, yeah. She was awesome. She did great.
She actually just finished her 60th half marathon.
Wow. That's crazy.
Nuts. Love her, but she's nuts.
Very proud of her.
Yes.
Alright, what else is happening on property?
Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival is continuing. It continues through June 3rd. We were actually supposed to be there tonight, but Mother Nature had some other plans. So around 5 o'clock, when it was still raining, we called an audible. I know we do that a lot to y'all, so we appreciate. And so, do you want to tell them what's going on at the Garden Rocks Theater?
Oh yeah, if you want to brave the rain tonight, you can go see Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of KISS.
Sticks.
A kiss on the brain.
Sticks.
I don't know.
They are here April 8th and 9th. You want to try the next one?
John Michael Murphy.
Or Montgomery. All right. So, John Michael Montgomery.
Aww. John Michael Montgomery is here April 10th through 11th. Sister Sledge is here April 12th through the 13th, and Night Ranger is here 14th, 15th, and 16th, so that'd be pretty cool.
I wasn't applauding the music, I was applauding that you got through that.
Yeah, buddy.
Woohoo!
So there's a lot going on here. There's still some other things going on. It's an exhaustive list. There's always something going on at Disney, but if you're planning ahead, there's also something coming up in the news that's happening this Saturday. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about that in the second half of our show.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. So let me get through the next story so you can tell us what that is. So if you have been down to Disney Springs recently, then you know that the wonderful new Wolfgang Puck restaurant is open and thriving and doing a fantastic job of serving wonderful food, fantastic drinks, and amazing desserts to the people visiting Disney Springs.
Or as we like to call it, the home away from home away from home.
Yes. So, well now, Wolfgang Puck is bringing the Spago experience to Disney Springs. It will be a one-night dinner. Foodies should get ready. It's celebrated chef Wolfgang Puck is bringing the Spago experience to the Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill at Disney Springs. This will be Tuesday, April 23rd, so 2 weeks from tonight. If you are watching this on Wednesday, 2 weeks from yesterday. So, yes. Wolfgang Puck and chefs from Spago Beverly Hills, the Wolfgang Puck American Grill, and Cut at the Rosewoods, who's bringing chefs from all over, will all come to Orlando to prepare a price fix menu inspired by Puck's iconic Spago restaurant. Spago is Wolfgang Puck's flagship restaurant, for those of you who don't know, and these are some of his signature dishes and his classic dishes that have just helped make him famous. There is the smoked salmon pizza, which is actually on the menu over at Wolfgang Puck.
Yep.
The tuna cones and a Wiener Schnitzel.
God bless you.
All right. So the price fix menu for this dinner, which is a reservation only, free-range, do not expect to show up and get in unless like your last name is Disney or Eisner or something like that.
Iger.
Eisner might get in.
Doubtful.
All right. So, this is $98 per person. Honestly, looking at some of the other costs, the tickets, the dessert parties, this seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah, I think so for the price.
And
for
the experience.
For a four-course meal.
And a chance to have dinner with Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, and all of his chefs. I mean, we're going.
We're going.
Tony's going with us. We're going to be doing, so we've got permission to shoot some video.
You're bringing your online wife.
Yeah.
Because we're going to celebrate our anniversary.
Yeah.
Look, I married him in everything. All right. So, price fix menu, $98 per person. Reservations are required. And seatings run from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're going.
We're going.
We'll share the link as soon as we get it. We've got one of our buddies that works over there is going to give us the link, and then we'll be able to share it out. So.
And our plan is also to do the podcast ahead of time and then be able to live stream some of the happenings that are going on. So definitely tune in on Tuesday, April 23rd.
I'm talking to Wolfgang Puck, y'all. Anyway.
Oh my
goodness. There's a new ticket center coming here.
Do I need to find a new date?
No, you got Tony. There's a new ticket center opening at Disney Springs. All right, cool.
All right.
Disney Springs is getting a brand new Disney ticket center located near the Disney Springs Welcome Center. So we know the Welcome Center, which is literally...
Over there.
Near there, they're putting a new ticket center in, so hopefully you'll be able to walk by and see where it is. The location will be able to assist guests with virtually all of their ticketing needs. Example of services that will be offered there will purchasing and upgrading tickets, annual passes, special event tickets. The cast members will also be able to assist making dining reservations. General information regarding Disney World Resort planning will be available. According to the Orlando Theme Park News, the new Disney Ticket Center is scheduled to open next week. So with this addition now, Disney Springs will be the perfect one-stop place for dining, shopping, entertainment, and all of your ticket media needs for Walt Disney World. Disney Springs area also offers hotel options for guests interested in staying on property as well. So,
do they teach English as a first language classes?
I was raised in the South, y'all. I got no excuse. Go Dawgs.
All right. I feel like, once again, he has left all the food to me. I'm not complaining. There is a new progressive dining experience coming to Animal Kingdom in July.
What I do is I strategically give her the stories that I think that she'll get most excited about because I love to see her turn into a seven-year-old.
You mean like Mermaid School?
Mermaid School.
Mermaid School!
Have you heard about Mermaid School?
Oh, we will retell the Mermaid School story at the end. All right. So, new progressive dining experience coming to Animal Kingdom. Disney has just announced a new dining adventure that will honor the endangered African animals along with celebrating the story of the Lion King. It is called Circle of Flavors, Harambe at Night.
Mustanga Mabadis Meatballs.
This will offer guests a family-friendly progressive dining experience at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and it draws its inspiration from the many facets of African cultures and animals. The evening will begin with a welcome reception at the Wildlife Express train station that includes light hors d'oeuvres, snacks, and beverages. There will be alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages available, and guests can enjoy acoustic music before riding the train over to Rafiki's Planet Ranch.
Gee, I hope they play like some really cool Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Probably not. So, there will be more light bites and drinks to take part in over at Rafiki's Planet Watch, and then you take the train back and you head over to the Harambe Market for the main event. So, you get appetizers, and then more appetizers, and then the main event.
Nice.
Throughout the marketplace, there will be an array of sweet and savory dishes paired with unique beverages. So, Timon and Rafiki will also be available at the train station for character greetings and just some fun interactive activities for guests of all ages. Once you've finished up at Rafiki's... I just totally skipped something. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
So, now, throughout the night, you can take in sight, sound, and flavors in celebration of the Lion King and the Big Five game animals. The African elephant, the rhinoceros, the Cape buffalo, the leopard, and the host lion, the host, the lion.
The host lion.
All right,
lion.
I'm having the same problem you
do. Do they teach English for me?
It's the host animal.
The host animal.
Well, you know, I'm married to you, so it's rubbing off.
It is.
All right. Along the way, there will be opportunities to learn more about the importance of the Big Five and the challenges they face around the world, and how Disney is working to protect them. So, Circle of Flavors, Harambe at Night. It is set to begin on July 24th. Again, Disney's Animal Kingdom. Pricing is $125 plus tax for adults and $99 plus tax for children ages 3 to 9.
That's
I'm not sure I know a 9-year-old I like enough to spend $100 on dinner.
I know, right? It's $100 for a 9-year-old to eat or younger.
And separate park admission is required.
Yeah.
So, reservations can be made beginning April 3rd by calling 407-WDW-DINE, and you can make reservations online. Annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members will receive early access to reservations.
It's too late. It's already passed.
And that was already passed.
That's my fault. I forgot to edit that out.
So, but you notice they did not say that DVC members or annual pass holders get a discount.
No, they did not.
Nope. So, I think it sounds awesome. But again, here is a perfect example. So, Wolfgang Puck making and serving you dinner for $100 or $125 and you get small bites and it smells like animal poop.
But it's just about the experience.
The experience of meeting Wolfgang Puck.
Right, and you have to pay your way into the park. So
yes.
I'm all about it. And contrary to popular belief.
Maybe we would do it.
No. Maybe.
Maybe I would do it without you.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, they will not be eating the endangered animals. Not going to happen. Although I will say this. When my wife and I are having this conversation.
Oh.
We're having this conversation about...
What are you doing?
You'll see.
He's poking the screen and making things pop up.
We're having this conversation about Animal Kingdom. And then she starts telling me a story about these poachers, this poacher that got killed in Africa.
Okay, he was poaching it's illegal anyway. He was a hunter.
He was poaching in Africa. I missed the part where she said Africa, and I was thinking that he was poaching at the Animal Kingdom. Like, how did he get onto the theme park property with a gun?
So, how
is that possible?
It's hard because I said the Animal Kingdom has come together in defense of its own.
You see what happened there?
And what it is there were rhinoceros poachers, and one of them got trampled by an elephant, and then before anyone could get to him, a pride of lions came along and left only his pants and his skull.
Man, and you thought the LA gangs were tough.
Yeah.
Those African gangs are crazy, man.
Man, they take care of their own.
That's right. So, changing subjects. If you guys are going to be doing any shopping on Amazon...
Your family is watching this.
That's fine.
All right.
If you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon, go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. And thank you. And anything that you buy won't cost you a dime. It'll take you straight to Amazon like your normal experience. But it'll let Amazon know that you came through the portal from WW Park Hoppers, and they'll kick back a few pennies on anything that you purchase. So please, go buy 2 or 3 cars through Amazon and use our link. That'd be super helpful.
Pennies add up, baby.
Pennies do add up. And then go check that out. Also, we started doing daily news stories over at YouTube. So if you want to go to youtube.com/WDW Park Hoppers, you can see like shorter news bites that we do during the week. Things that either come out after we do the show or things that are a little bit more controversial that I don't know if we really want to get into here.
Do something that's controversial.
I do talk about Star Wars and Marvel there a little bit more. So come check that out. WW Park Hoppers news over at youtube.com/WWParkHoppers. And finally, we have changed our provider over for the WWParkHoppers.com/shop. So we're setting that back up. So if you're looking for Park Hoppers gear, it's coming. Our previous provider was not providing.
Yeah, pretty much just leave it at that. It wasn't providing.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
So yeah, so come check that out. We appreciate everything that you guys do to help support the show. We're trying to make sure that we can keep it free and still keep doing these events, but it does cost a little bit of money for us to do this, and we appreciate everything that you guys do to help support us. To wit, one of the things that you guys could do is share this video, like the page, share the podcast with as many people
comment.
As you can.
Say hello.
Comment.
Love comments.
Chat amongst yourselves. Maybe not encourage eating other animals. That'd be kind of endangered species animals. That'd be
good. I just had sausage on my pizza. Is that bad?
No.
Okay.
They're not endangered. Pigs are endangered. Yet. But bacon is good. All right, what's next, baby?
All right, so as we talked about, he picks things that he thinks will make me happy. And I've just looked through the rest of it because it's been a crazy day at work. We had food. We had more food. Now we have pyrotechnics and then shopping. Does this man know me or what?
And dessert.
All right, Halloween fireworks dessert party. Dates have been announced for 2019. So, Walt Disney World has released dates for the Halloween fireworks dessert party as an add-on to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The premium package includes an all-you-care-to-enjoy dessert buffet.
Nice.
This is at the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant, as well as viewing for the Halloween Nighttime Spectacular from the terrace. Now, and this is reserved seating, so you are guaranteed that your backside has somewhere to squat.
Yes.
Desserts served will include items such as chocolate-dipped strawberries, cupcakes, ice cream, seasonal fruits, cheeses, and other ghoulish goodies, as well as sparkling cider, a signature lemonade, coffee, tea, and hot chocolate.
No alcohol. It's Magic Kingdom, kids.
You know, I can honestly tell you, I don't think the coffee, the tea, or the hot chocolate was needed last year because it was just hot until Christmas Eve. So, the dessert party is available for $84 plus tax for guests ages 10 and older, and $50 plus tax for guests ages 3 to 9.
Wow.
Wow,
that's
really?
High end.
Wait, now.
But wait, there's more.
For the now those prices, $84 for adults and $50 for kids, for the Tomorrowland Terrace view.
Yep.
Now, if you would like a step down, there is the $69 for adults and $41 for kids for the Plaza Garden view.
Right. What's the difference between the Tomorrowland Terrace and the Plaza Garden?
Seats.
Seats.
I was guessing.
That's
You're
a good kind call.
Of pushing me over here. Are you trying to push me out of the screen?
No, I'm just trying to get close to you.
Aw. All right. Again, reservations can be made 407-WDW-DINE. And it actually is a great experience. We've done it once. It was fun. I don't know if we'd ever do it again, but again, who knows? Halloween fireworks dessert party.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather go to the Harambe thing, or would you rather go to the dessert fireworks party?
I think I would rather go to the Harambe because we've never done it.
I would too. I did get to go to a media thing where they were doing the Harambe night. It was just the dinner thing. That's where I got to meet Joe Rohde for the first time.
Is that the first time you asked him what's wrong with the Yeti?
That's the first time I went at him like a spider monkey. And he was gracious. I do appreciate that. He rolled his eyes like he does every time people ask him about the Yeti. Disco Yeti. Have you seen my Yeti impression? You ready?
Ready. Okay.
It's good, right? All right. So we teased it on the front end. This is the news story that I'm actually kind of excited about. And the downside is I'm not able to go. I booked myself from the morning to the evening on the 13th, and I'm not able to go. But you can enjoy a special experience at the Magic Kingdom Park this Saturday, April 13th, to celebrate Walt Disney World's 13th attraction photo location. Where do they pick it? It's lucky number 13, so it has to be Haunted Mansion. To celebrate the launch of the 13th attraction with Disney PhotoPass Capture at Walt Disney World, Disney's offering special opportunities around Liberty Square on April 13th. I will say that I think that these are going to be some things that they kind of leak out throughout the year, because it seems really a lot of work for just one day. You know. So let's start. Okay, so let the Halloween puns begin.
All right.
Let's start by unearthing the photo opportunities. Beginning at 9 a.m. Wow. Beginning at 9 a.m., look for the photographer near the exit of the Haunted Mansion who will offer a Tomb Sweet Tomb prop available during holiday hours, or during daylight hours.
Holiday hours?
Sorry.
Is it now a holiday?
Yeah, long day. This photographer will also capture a chilling animated magic shot. Is your photo actually moving, or is it your imagination? That's not really a thing, but close, so thank you. If you're dead set on capturing even more frightfully fun photos, the photographer near the hearse in the front of the Haunted Mansion will possess the ability to make the hitchhiking ghosts appear in your photo. In addition, you can come head-to-head with a Hatbox Ghost magic shot. That's the one I want.
All right.
When you visit the photographer near the entrance to the Liberty Square Riverboat, these two magic shots will be available all day beginning at 9 a.m. In the evening...
Could you go at 9 a.m.?
You know, I'm going to have a long day that day. In the evening, hurry back for a few more spooktacular photos. The photographer outside the Memento Mori will capture the orbs that surround the eerie estate. Weird glows gleam where spirits dwell. You'll find the caretaker's lantern available near the Haunted Mansion exit after sundown. The second shot that I wanted, because the caretaker's lantern and the dog, my favorite spot in the Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion 8x10 inch lenticular images to really get in touch with your spirited side.
It's an 8x10.
Yeah.
All right.
Waltz over to Memento Mori. On April 13th only, you can take home an 8x10 lenticular image showing your spirited side for the special price of $13.13.
That sounds like a fat box.
Disney 8x10 for $13.13. Plus tax.
But wait, there's more.
Finally, something that Disney should do all the time, the Cadaver Dan's Ghostly Quartet will make a special appearance conjuring up scary good tunes after the sun goes down in Liberty Square. I'm thinking that they have the Dapper Dan's during the morning on Main Street USA, and the Cadaver Dance should be out every night singing.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Or they should be somewhere in the queue for the ride.
So yeah, that'd be cool.
There's food.
But wait, there's more.
The celebration does not stop at photos, John. The famous clock inside the Haunted Mansion, they have redone as a Midnight Fright Delight croaky. I guess it's a brownie cookie.
Yeah.
And that will be available at the Liberty Square Market for $6.99.
Nice.
Yes.
That's awesome. So, what do you guys think about that? That's kind of exciting, and it popped right up. I've missed this story, apparently.
Maybe they just decided to pop it up and be surprising.
Hey, look
at this.
Disney
does that every once in a while.
It's Disney magic, kids.
Hey, look at this over here.
All right. What's the last story of the night?
Last story of the night. Walt Disney World Resorts have introduced the Crown Collection by Disney. So, guests looking to enhance their next Disney vacation might be glad to hear that Walt Disney World Resort are introducing the Crown Collection by Disney. The Crown Collection will bring together a suite of upscale experiences and personalized services tailored to guests wishing to make their most extravagant Disney dreams come true. The collection of offerings would make it easier for guests to explore the most exclusive Walt Disney World experiences.
Here it comes, kids.
This includes VIP tour services, led by trained VIP tour guides, including door-to-door pickup, access to favorite attractions, planning assistance at all the restaurants, as well as special viewing for parades, live stage shows, and select nighttime spectaculars. There would be Disney Signature Services, where guests with confirmed reservations for a club-level room or suite at select Walt Disney World resorts have access to their own dedicated Disney Signature Services planner, who can assist them with vacation planning at Census Spa, the Chef's Table experiences, upscale resorts, unique celebrations events, and of course, there will be more.
Oh, yeah.
So, for more information on the Crown Collection, visit disneyworld.com/crowncollection.
So, I went to the website and looked up the prices, and guess what I discovered? There are none.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, so this is great. I mean, Disney's coming off of making this, you know, the ultimate day at Disney for, what, 6 hours for $12,000. You can pretty much do whatever you want to.
This seems like a slightly scaled down version.
It might be more than 6 hours. It might be like all day, one day. But yeah, it's $12,000 for the experience. So this is kind of like the entry point into that. They're figuring out a way to tier.
They're dangling a carrot.
Yeah, to tier They're figuring out a way to tier high-end clients. So it's not enough to be the high-end client. Now you're going to be able to get tiered. So if you're like a millionaire, you can do the Crown Collection. If you're a multi-millionaire, you can do the $12,000 a day. If you're a billionaire, sky's the limit. So that makes sense.
Stay in the suite in the castle.
Yes, right. Yes. The castle becomes your own private. Of course, Trump would probably go in and try to build it, put a Trump tower there. Not a bad idea.
We do not make this a political show. Please do not comment on that statement. He is sorry he said it. Please don't do it.
All right, guys.
I will unfriend you so fast.
So next week, are we really going to go here?
Are we really going to do this?
Yeah.
It's either that or a park. Either way, we get rained out.
All right. We're going to go to Pepe's next week. We've been to Haleo.
Yes.
Next to Haleo is Pepe's. We're going to go there and check that place out. And if we don't go there,
we name this the Disney Springs podcast.
We should, actually. It's super convenient for us. I'm not going to lie.
Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, I love my voice. Make sure that you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at WDW Park Hoppers. Make sure that you come find us at WDWParkHoppers.com for Parks One World.
And everything in between.